This is Shelley Koffler with KERA News. Drivers stuck in traffic nearly every day want relief, but many don't want more toll roads. In this final report of our series, 5 Days in October, we look at how the leading candidates for governor would get Texas moving again and the role they think toll roads should play. Let's face it. Texans have a love-hate relationship with toll roads. Outside the Plano office where drivers buy their toll tags, Scott Hergenrader says he's grateful for anything that helps him cut through North Texas gridlock.
Well, I just know that the situation we're in with the growth we have in North Texas, we're going to pay one way or the other. And this way you do have a choice. I mean, you can either go on the road or you don't have to take the road.
But many of the drivers here say they use toll roads because they often don't have a good option. And Don Seelaff of Nevada resents that. He believes the state just needs to do a better job managing taxpayer money.
I still think that the new roads in the future should not be as much toll road as that they're planning. I think there's enough dollars, if they would spend it properly and wisely, that we could do without it.
The candidates for governor know toll roads are a flashpoint for voters. When asked during the September 30th KERA debate whether more toll roads will be needed as the state's population and congestion grow, Republican Greg Abbott said that's not something he's talking about.
Short and simple, my plan does not involve any toll roads, period.
Democrat Wendy Davis, who served on the Senate Transportation Committee, said she's also looking at alternatives.
I believe that it's been a poor solution for Texans to have to pay twice. They're paying at the gasoline pump, and then they have to pay again to drive on toll roads.
So what else is out there? How can Texas come up with the additional $5 billion transportation officials say we'll need each year just to keep gridlock from getting worse? Davis and Abbott have similar plans. Both want to stop lawmakers from using gas tax money for expenses other than transportation. Here's Abbott.
We stop the diversions away from funding that was intended for building roads. Money that is dedicated to roads should be spent on building roads.
Davis sponsored a bill last session that would do that.
My plan includes a way to replace the hole that's left by ending those diversions, because right now much of that money is going to education and health and human services.
Davis also co-authored the Proposition 1 legislation on the November ballot. If it passes, Texas every year would use some of its rainy day savings account for roads. Abbott also supports Proposition 1 and would raise additional road money by shifting the use of some fees already being collected.
We take part of the sales taxes that you're already paying when you buy a car or truck and use it to build roads that those cars and trucks are driving on.
In his Arlington office, Texas Transportation Commissioner Victor Vandegrift is pleased candidates are looking for new road funding, but
I don't see toll roads going away, no, at this point in time.
Vandegrift believes, however, that a serious effort could lead to toll roads being just one way, instead of the primary way Texas pays for new pavement. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.